Well, I think there's a healing effect to theater.
That's the voice there of playwright Lin-Manuel Miranda, somebody who's become a master at creating experiences that transport theatergoers to another time and another space, like in his hit musical, Hamilton.
There's something about everyone being in the same room and having the same experience that is powerful and increasingly rare.
Josie Whittlesey is trying to harness that same power, but her stage isn't on Broadway, it's in jails and detention centers. Whittlesey is executive director of Drama Club. It's an organization that teaches theater to incarcerated youth. Lately, she's been working with young women at Rikers Island. That's New York's main jail complex, where on any given day, there are about 9,500 people detained, most of them awaiting trial or sentencing.
This program for them is great. I think it gives them, especially that they're young at age, you want to have fun, and they still feel like these girls are their friends. So this is an atmosphere where they can see other girls from different housing areas and still have relationships with them.
That's Angela Gonzalez, a Rikers corrections officer. And here's Wynette Jackson, deputy commissioner for youthful offender and youth adult programming.
Safety is the priority. And we know and we connect idle time with violence. So we know that if we connect young people and adults in meaningful programming, we reduce the opportunity for violence.
The Takeaway's Amber Hall recently went to Rikers to watch the Drama Club's latest performance. Josie Whittlesey narrates us through the experience of working with inmates and putting on their latest play.
All right, everybody, thank you so much for coming. I know it is not an easy thing to get here, but we got here.
The day the play was performed was a very stressful day for me. I had actually tried to go in the night before to do an emergency rehearsal. I got all the way to the jail, and they said, oh, we're sorry, it's locked down. So I was already on edge. And then I had to meet our audience. I think we had 11 guests. Take them over the bridge on the city bus, take them through the processing, which is stressful, get on the internal bus. And then when we got there, there was an alarm, which means there's no movement. And then there was another alarm, and I really started to panic. And now what I didn't know is that the girls had been on lockdown for 24 hours before we started, and several of them told me they thought the play was canceled, but nobody told me that, thank God.
We're gonna play our favorite game.
I founded Drama Club in 2013.
Yes, okay. And someone is gonna volunteer to teach it.
I decided I really would like to teach theater to incarcerated youth.
So you're gonna actually say zip as you pass it along, and then I say bang. You can say bang, and then I reverse it.
The games are really important for a lot of reasons. We work with young people, so there's the play. So obviously in jail and detention centers, there's not a lot of play. We're working with young people who, by and large, have not been given the opportunity to be children. So one of the things that we try to do is let them feel like kids for the hour and a half or 2 hours that we have class with them. To be totally cliche, like laughter is healing and it's equalizing and it's a way for us to get connected. I think also the games force us to look in each other's eyes, and that's powerful. So we played the game, and we warmed up, and the audience sat down, and they started.
My role was the co-host along with April.
We met Nicole 9 months ago, and she, you know, she's the only white girl in that population. So you notice her, and she was pretty, like, open with us right away, but she didn't want to partake in the programming. She kind of wanted to talk to us, and then she was like, no, I can't act. But she started really taking a lot of leadership in the games and the improvisations. It was bizarre. So she would do, like, an amazing performance, and then she'd be like, no, I'm not an actor. And that just grew and grew, and finally we were like, do you see yourself? You're acting. You're, like, chomping at the bit to get up and play, so... And we really had to convince her to be in the show.
American woman gained the right to vote!
It's almost like a safety net when we have program Tuesdays and Fridays. I know that when I go down there, I'm going to laugh, I'm going to have a good time, and I'm going to be comfortable. Jail is not easy, and what people say about it is true. It's that scary place where people take advantage of each other and prey on one another. So to have something with emotional and physical safety, almost kind of as a guarantee, is nice to have.
So today we are going to have a lot of women come on stage and tell their story. But first, we need our historian, East Marie. Yeah!
The historian actually says everything, what the woman had to go through to gain the right to vote, meaning going to prison.
The fight was long and hard because President Woodrow Wilson did not take the woman seriously. The woman stood outside the White House holding banners, fighting for the right to vote.
East Marie is she's extremely shy. She kept coming to the rehearsals. If someone keeps coming, I like to honor that, even if they're not participating. We really encourage that. She showed up one day and she said, I went to the school floor and I did all this research. And she'd written a whole page about the suffrage movement. And it was like just perfect, this facts, everything. So I thought, wow, so I said, would it make you feel better to read that? Improvisation really freaks her out. And she said, yeah. I was amazed that she actually did it at all. I was so proud of her. She was so proud of herself.
I've actually been in a few classes, but this is my first time acting in it, really in it. I felt good. I mean, just to stand there, because I'm actually very shy, if you haven't noticed, but I felt good.
When we meet the young people that we work with, again, there's this armor. How do we connect with that person? How do we, let them know that we really want to hear what they have to say. We want to know who they are. We think that they, have the ability to make us laugh and make each other laugh. And how do we support that person that's there? But it takes a while to get underneath that armor.
Women's rights are human rights.
Peanut is, she's shy. She, like a lot of the other girls, will speak for her. And they'll sometimes get mad at her for not speaking up for herself. But again, she kept coming. And for some reason, one night she was like, I want to play Hillary Clinton. It was moving to me because she was connecting something there, important.
They have the right to speak freely, the right to be heard, the right to be healthy and educated, the right to be free from violence, and the right to work when women flourish communities and nations do as well.
Yes!
I enjoyed every part of the show, and what I like about it is that everybody has fun and everybody enjoys it.
It's fun and it's stress relief. And I think it also does create a little bit of a safer environment because staff and kids are seeing each other as people as opposed to other.
Angela Gonzalez, and I'm a correction officer. Giving them hope that they can go home. Like, I think that's their light of normal life instead of being where they at. So I think it's like a little freedom for them.
To me, it feels to be very good around all of them. They actually push me a lot. And I feel that that's great for me because I get to show my personality, who I really am. And I think I did something today to myself.
Just watching a transformation from a kind of like, whatever they believe about themselves, which is usually not not positive usually, to seeing themselves in a positive light, to seeing themselves as someone who's contributing to something, to seeing themselves as like capable of like really working together as a team, and it's profound.
Thanks to Takeaway producer Amber Hall, who traveled to Rikers Island for that story.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.